audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's right-wing religious fanatic. Doug, my wife wants me to stop saying all that.
Homophobic anti-choice, right-wing, all that?
She said, Bob, just introduce yourself. Say, hi, this is Bob Inyar.
Well,
and then go into a story.
I don't know. I'm kind of attached to the whole introduction.
Yeah, so anyway, when your wife says it, so it's giving me pause and I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But until I get done thinking about it.
Well, when your wife tells you things, you should take it into consideration.
Very much so.
Yeah.
She's my best advisor.
Yeah, and a harsh critic, too.
Yes.
Yeah, mine, too. And that helps a lot.
So until
I'm sorry. Speaking of wives.
Yeah.
I listened to your show the last couple days.
Yeah.
And I know that the skating...
Oh, who are you, by the way?
Oh, this is Doug McBurney, by the way. It's Friday night. Doug McBurney, host of the Weekly Worldview from KGOV.
I forgot who was in the studio.
Yeah.
Doug McBurney.
KGOV.com on the internet exclusively. Exclusively, mind you. Right there on the internet.
Okay, so your
wife.
Here.
My
wife.
Well, we listened to your show, and we've been watching the news about the whole axis of evil on the ice there at the Olympics. The whole skating controversy.
That's right.
And I watched both programs, as I'm sure you have. Have you watched both programs?
Well, the news clips of them.
Okay, yeah. The news clips. I didn't actually watch them. Yeah, no. I didn't watch the whole program, don't get me wrong. But I've seen the clips. And the Russians stumbled, right? There's just no doubt about that.
Yeah, right.
Nate says twice. Well, they stumbled, okay? I saw at least one stumble in there.
Big stumble.
And so I was of the opinion that, yeah, I think the Canadians deserve the gold, but my wife disagrees.
She does.
She thinks that not only do the Canadians not deserve a medal, but that they should have been disqualified.
What?
Here, and it's on the screen right now. You see this?
Right now on a Fox News channel.
We're watching this now. She says the Canadians should have been disqualified because of that thong that chick was wearing.
Well, that's a great point.
She was upset about that.
That is a good point, Doug.
Yeah, they're playing it over and over, and he's throwing her up in the air.
And she's half naked.
You want to know what ice skating, figure skating is all about? Well, for men, of course, obviously, they're all a bunch of homos. That's all. Did you hear the lisping guy, the bronze medalist this morning?
No, I didn't hear that, but they had the publisher of the ice skating magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. He was lisping off the chart. My gaydar was just going.
I can imagine. Anyway, some guy with a perm won a bronze medal this morning.
Yeah, the blonde-haired... Yeah, American skater. I don't know about him.
Well, for the
men, you know what? He held a stuffed animal, a teddy bear, for about 40 minutes after he got done skating.
Oh, that's delightful. Well, anyway.
You know, they throw those things down.
Right.
But the Russian guy who won, he picked up the stuffed animal and he threw it aside. Now, that's a guy.
Yeah. Well, at least he's a manly man.
What guy would pick up a teddy bear and hold it for 45 minutes on national TV?
Why, a figure skater.
I guess.
Anyway, not to disparage all figure skaters,
not
because I'm sure
they're at least 1% are straight.
But as far as female figure skating, all it is, it's the pornography of two centuries ago, and it's what it passes for sport or competition or whatever you want to call it. But what it's about is old men watching young girls in tights on the ice. That's what it's all about.
Wow.
And so it's subjective.
You know what? I very much agree with that. It is despicable how they dress.
I mean, that Canadian girl, that was, I'm just sorry. My wife would hit the blue screen.
Yeah, your wife is exactly right.
She hates that stuff.
She'll probably be offered a contract by Larry Flint.
Sure.
Before the week is over.
Sure. And would anybody really have cared?
Not that she'd take it, but that's obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I don't know that I should say that because an Olympic medalist from a few years ago is in some... I don't know, some porn ad right now that she's going to appear in some magazine.
No, well, it's about par for the course. But, the whole Olympic experience this year has really pointed to the decline of Western civilization. You know what our first medal was in this year? Do you guys know?
Well, I hope it wasn't curling.
The first gold medal, no, not curling. It's not quite that bad yet. But the first medal...
Somebody in the studio audience yelled out, curling is awesome.
We have the most boring studio audience in the world.
The studio audience that needs a life.
But it was...
Curling is
it
awesome.
It was amazing. Here's this 22-year-old skate punk on the air with the first American gold medal talking about... and it was in snowboarding. A competition... What's that? The girl was... It was a girl, that's right. Anyway... She won a competition called the Half Pipe, which is real popular among snowboarders, the old Half Pipe. I thought that was what they smoked right before they headed downhill. Did you see that girl? She looked intoxicated to me, like most snowboarders that I run into.
All right. So anyway.
Not a big fan of snowboarders. So, okay, present company accepted. But I'm sorry. To say that our first medal, snowboarding, is that a sport?
We have a few snowboarders in the audience.
Well, that's snowboarding true. Seems like a nice way to spend an afternoon, but I hardly see how it can be competitive.
Well, no, sure, it could be competitive. But, I guess. You know, a lot of people debate whether figure skating could be a sport.
Yeah.
It's like ballroom dancing. Let's get judges out there. And okay, you could judge ballroom dancing, but it's not a sport.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway.
But figure skating is hugely popular. But I agree about the dress completely, and they should dress.
Yeah,
appropriately.
Put a burka on that thing. Right. Come on. Anyway, I got a big update though, and Afghanistan is losing the war. Yeah, I want to let news flash to everybody. Afghanistan's right. Losing the war. And listen to this story from Reuters from Valentine's Day. Satellite television has come to the conservative southern Afghan city of Kandahar. They now get 170 channels are available right there in Kandahar, four of which play nothing but pornography 24 hours a day. Hmm. So Afghanistan is losing the war. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Welcome to...
We're Americanizing them.
Sure.
And I guess, you know, Bush and all the opportunity he's had to talk about, you know, Islam and American influence on foreign countries, and they don't need to be afraid of us. Never once did he mention the sexual immorality that we will drown them in.
Mm-hmm.
Never once did he. And why shouldn't he have? He would have got mostly applause from the public at large. It's like if you go on Politically Incorrect and you point out how vulgar and despicable Hollywood is, the audience applauds.
Sure, they realize the obvious.
So Bush could have said that one sad aspect of our victory here is that we're going to drown you in our sexual immorality that permeates our culture.
Mm-hmm.
But he would never say that.
Well, Bob, the whole administration, they have other focuses.
Angry.
You know, as a matter of fact, Colin Powell's on MTV.
Colin Powell is on MTV? Is he trying to be Bill Clinton?
He was on MTV, and a young lady asked him his...
Oh, no, not the Clinton question.
No, she didn't ask him about his underwear.
All right.
Which we wouldn't want to hear that. But she did ask him. She said she was a Catholic, and then she asked him where he stood on the Holy Father's opinion on condoms. And then he answered the question. That's embarrassing. He could have just moved on, but he said, you know, he respects the Holy Father.
Mm-hmm.
He said he respects him, and then he said, but I look at condoms as a way to prevent infection, and people need to protect themselves. So he encouraged the use of condoms to prevent infection.
MTV crowd.
To the MTV
which
kiddos.
Which is mostly 13-year-olds through 19-year-olds.
Right. Instead of saying, what are you talking about, little girl, talking about condoms right here on national television?
Right.
That's what he should have said if he was a conservative.
Colin Powell should have reprimanded her.
Some people believe that Christians can speak in tongues. Some people believe that speaking in tongues has passed away. Are we saved by grace alone, or are there works involved? Some people believe that miracles are happening today. Others don't. How can all these disagreements come from the Bible if it's the inspired Word of God? Is there an answer to all these questions? In his book, The Plot, Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, shows you the one Bible verse that solves all the apparent contradictions. Think that one verse can't solve these complex problems? Get The Plot today, and if you're not convinced, we will refund your money. Order The Plot for $29.95. Does God want the government to execute criminals? The Old Testament supports the death penalty, but now we are to turn the other cheek, right? The New Testament material concerning the death penalty starts in Matthew and continues through all the Gospels, Acts and Romans. It goes all through to Revelation. God and the Death Penalty is the video we've produced to arm you with the New Testament support for executing criminals. If the death penalty is immoral, then what does that say of God the Father demanding that Jesus Christ die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins? God and the Death Penalty, a two-hour video exploring the biblical support of the death penalty, is available for $24.95 by calling 1-888-8-ENYART. Bob Enyart Live is back on the air. But to stay on the air and grow, we need to hear from you. We offer many products with Bob's insightful and unique biblical perspective. If you appreciate Bob's ministry, let us know by writing us at Bob Benyart Live, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado 80001, or go online to KGOV.com.
Hey Doug, something weird is going on in Alabama.
Alabama.
The Alabama Supreme Court denied a lesbian mother custody of her child.
Oh, is that right?
And I got a quote here from the Chief Justice, Roy Moore.
Yeah. Oh, Roy Moore. Oh, he's great. I love that guy.
Of the Ten Commandments fame.
Yeah, we got to make a movie about him.
He wrote this. This is going to be overturned by the Reagan-Bush U.S. Supreme Court in a heartbeat. Listen to what Chief Justice Roy Moore wrote.
What'd he say?
Wait, is that right? Is that the right guy we're thinking of?
Yeah, Roy Moore.
Roy Moore.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Roy Moore. This is what he wrote in the opinion. I write specially to state, he wrote a concurring with the majority, that the homosexual conduct of a parent, conduct involving a sexual relationship between two persons of the same gender, creates a strong presumption of unfitness that alone is sufficient justification for denying that parent custody of his or her own children.
Way to go, Roy.
Is that amazing?
Way to go. He's few and far between, though, Bob. I got a story right here.
It was a concurring opinion because the majority would not agree with that.
Certainly not.
So he wrote a concurring opinion, concurring that the lesbian couldn't get custody of her kid, but for a totally different reason.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, listen to what's happening in Delaware. That was where Alabama?
Yeah.
Alabama's in the Bible Belt, and Delaware is New England, right? And we long ago determined that New England's gone to hell in a handbasket. A lesbian being sued by her former partner for child support should be considered a parent, even though she and the boy have no biological connection, according to the courts there in Wilmington, Delaware. Both women, says the court, should be considered mothers. Plural.
Two mothers.
To the four-year-old boy.
We've got that on our KGov index page. People could go there and check out the story about two mothers. Right at the top. There's a link right at the top of the page.
The two mommies deal.
It's a fun link.
Well, this is going to set a precedent. If this case is upheld on appeal, it'll set a precedent in Delaware by expanding who can be held legally responsible for caring for a child. So now the court has deemed this lesbian mother the parent of a child. And, you know, they can deem all they want.
Right.
But that doesn't really make her the kid's mom. It's really sad.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
And Doug, we've got an email here. Colin Powell disparages abstinence, promotes condom use to the world's young.
Yeah.
Boy, we should have done that story.
We already did that story.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're ahead of the curve here.
We're ahead of the emails.
That's unbelievable that the courts have deemed a lesbian is a parent.
Right. But that's happening all over the country, right?
So
my first cousin in New Jersey managed to change the law when he and his homosexual partner adopted a young boy named Adam, and they now have three kids they've adopted.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And we had a caller just the other day that said that his relative is lesbian partners, and they're doing in vitro fertilization or some such.
Well, you know what's interesting about this story about the two lesbians is they're getting divorced and they're having a custody battle and they were never really married.
Right.
But, well, I guess they're just as, I guess the marriages in the homosexual community are
just as bad.
Just as messed
about
up.
About half
as,
of the half of the real marriages in the country end up in divorce.
The legitimate marriages.
Yeah. Half of them end up in divorce.
Right.
So what's the rate among homosexuals? The domestic violence rate among lesbians,
pretty
sky high.
Yeah.
From what we hear from people in law enforcement.
Yeah.
But they don't report that. I don't know why.
Well, it's not very politically
correct. Doug, since we're doing those stories,
what do you
this
got?
Is a follow-up to the debate I had with the Catholic on the show.
Oh, I remember that.
A couple weeks ago, two nights in a row. And I pointed out that he complained that the Protestants split, the church is split.
Right, right.
And I said, that's because if a bunch of Baptists find out that their minister is a homosexual, they're out of there.
Yeah, Splitsville.
whereas the Roman Catholic Church just absorbs it, and the nuns that teach abortion and lesbianism and the homosexual priests, they just absorb it. And he wasn't too ready to agree with that.
No.
But here's a story about out of Madrid, Spain, and this clipping comes from the Hoosier Times.
Indiana.
Sent to me from Indiana. And it's out of Madrid, Spain, a Roman Catholic priest revealed that he is a homosexual in a splashy interview in a homosexual magazine called Zero Magazine.
Zero.
They got that part right.
Okay, yeah.
And Rome, this past Friday.
That's the head of the Roman Catholic Church there in Rome.
Rome condemned homosexuality as a sin, but said that the future of the Reverend Jose Montero Garcia rests with the local ecclesiastical authorities, who also have a 30% chance of being gay themselves.
No kidding.
And so in the headline on the magazine was his quote, the priest, I give thanks to the Lord that I'm gay.
Oh, no.
Isn't that gross? And so that's, since I had him on 2 weeks ago, how many stories have come out to illustrate my point? All these homosexual priests all over this country, and in, where was it? In Ireland, was it? They settled $100 and some million dollars.
Yeah.
The church paid for all the kids that were molested, and in Boston and all over the place.
Well, I wonder what Rome will do when Jose decides to become Josefina. I wonder if they'll absorb that. They'll just send him to another diocese in San Francisco.
No, he'll move in with the nuns.
No.
And he'll go from the rectory to the
okay, that's enough of that whole story. I want to get into some environmental news.
Yeah.
I've got some environmental news. Environmentalists, if they're not in mourning this week, they should be. Mm. You know who I'm talking about? The people who say that every living being is God or a part of God.
Yeah,
you know,
everything that lives is in the image of God.
Right, anything with life
right.
is in the image of God.
Except they want to kill unborn children.
Right.
But every other thing is the image of God.
Exactly, especially fish.
And
butterflies. Everybody likes butterflies, right?
That's right.
Well, I got bad news. Out of Rio de Janeiro, down in Brazil, some 66 tons of floating dead fish have so far been recovered from the Lagoa Rodrigo de Freitas Lake down there in Rio de Janeiro. Mm. 66 tons of floating dead fish.
Of dead fish.
On the lake down there. And apparently the summer heat produced a lot of algae, which starved the fish of oxygen, and all the fish died.
See how cruel Mother Nature is?
Those are some...
She's cruel.
Those must be bad algae. Those must be Republican or conservative algae.
That's right.
To kill all those fish.
That's right. Ronald Reagan probably sent it down there. Little capsules
now
dropped from an airplane.
What is an environmentalist to do? Do you take the side of the fish or the algae?
See, now if...
Who's the bad guy?
If that lake was... Let's say it was near Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah.
Successful Americans would have noticed the problem and then mitigated it.
Found a way to stop all those algae.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas poor socialists, just look at the dead fish.
In Brazil, they were just sad that the fish were all rotten and that they couldn't eat any of them.
Right, of
But they were helpless in the face of the onslaught of the algae.
Right. And that's why progress, that's why God made men to have dominion over the earth.
Exactly. And just to make your point, Bob, to reinforce your point, this is from a Reuters story.
Yeah.
I didn't make this up.
Yeah.
Last February, 56 tons of dead fish were scooped from the same lake, and they still haven't figured it out.
Right.
It's like, do something about the algae, people.
It's not that we can solve every problem, but obviously, we can solve problems like forest fires. We put them out.
Right.
Instead of just run from them.
Yeah. Well, down in Rio, they're having trouble. But listen to this. This is even more of a tearjerker for the average environmentalist.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that environmentalist concern for animals depends upon the cuteness of the animal. The cuter the animal is, the more environmentalists
like
line up. Yeah, they love dolphins. Right. They're so cute, you know?
Yeah, and they don't want fishermen to catch the dolphins in their nets, but they don't care about the tuna.
Don't care about the tuna.
Why wouldn't they be equally concerned between the tuna and the dolphin? But they're not. If all life was equally valid,
right.
They should have an equal concern.
Right, and they should never brush their teeth because they're killing all those bacteria in there.
That's a
Drop
great
that
point.
Scope, you murderer. I don't know. These
that's
people.
A great,
well, listen, this
point.
Is... Environmentalists must be in mourning in Texas. A Texas A&M University scientist said this Thursday past that the deaths of millions of monarch butterflies in Mexico during a recent winter storm should be a wake-up call for those concerned about their future.
Millions of monarch butterflies, again, killed by Mother Nature.
By Mother Nature. And this was the weather, cold weather. What I don't understand, and this, the way this reads, it says it's a it should be a wake-up call for those concerned about their future. Are they talking about the butterflies?
And it was
the
call, or your own future.
Or like us.
Save the butterflies or you're dead.
Yeah,
or we're going to kill
this,
you.
Is this the beginning of the end?
This is a threat. This is a threat.
The big butterfly
Save
kill?
The monarch or we'll kill you. Long live the monarch.
Oh, man.
So, wait, they said it was too cold?
It got too cold.
Well, a wake-up call, if we only had a little more global warming, butterflies would have lived. Long live global warming.
Yeah, exactly.
Call us at 1-800-globalwarming.com. Now, what are they talking about? It's too cold in the middle of a global warming scare.
No, Bob.
Stupid butterflies.
Surprisingly enough, the folks down there at the Texas A&M University, surprisingly enough, they say that it's agriculture and human activity that's encroaching on the areas down there in the jungle that have caused the changes in weather patterns. And one professor down there.
So it's getting colder. They're making this stuff up as they go.
Yeah.
They're making it up as they go.
He says if we don't
Human
pay
activity
attention.
Is making it colder. Go ahead.
If we don't pay attention, we could lose a real wonderful natural resource.
Oh, you know how many monarch butterflies there are? There's more weight in monarch butterflies than there are in people in the world. And hey, you know, remember the Miami Herald? Well, of course you remember the magazine, but a columnist there did a story about insects swarming in Florida.
Yeah.
And she was an animal rights activist, and she urged motorists that weekend they would be swarming. So if you were on the highway and a swarm was coming by, to slow down.
A swarm of bugs?
Bugs, gnats. Gnats.
Turn on the windshield wipers.
Slow down. And she said, in fact, she said, pull off and stop.
Pull over.
Especially after the swarm is gone, there will be stragglers.
We don't want to hurt.
Doug, I'm not making this up. This was a Miami Herald. But this is an animal rights story we're telling. So you know what? Every time we tell an animal rights story, we have to eat some animals.
And you've got a can right there.
I've got a can of anchovies. And what I want to do here is I already have it opened. Doug, I don't know. Do you eat anchovies?
Well, I'll eat one of those.
Would your wife kiss you tonight if you eat an anchovy?
Oh, she loves anchovies.
Because I'm going to eat one right now.
She likes to eat them
whenever
by the handful.
Whenever animal rights people are in the news, eat more animals that day.
Okay, I'll eat one. Actually pretty tasty.
You know what my mother always said? Robert, don't talk with your mouth full on national radio. My mother always told me that.
And we're on the Information Radio Network.
I'm going to eat two of them.
Nationwide. All right. But Bob, there's another reason that the environmentalists should be in mourning this week.
Mm. Yeah.
The report just out this week, Dateline Atlanta, Americans are having more kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would get a man.
That would put an environmentalist into a funk, right. You know, to hear something like that.
That's right.
Yeah, American
more
women.
Children.
American women, apparently, that we're all the way up to 2.1 children per American woman, mm-hmm. which is almost replacement. They
almost
say,
replacement.
For the first time since 1971, women are producing enough children to offset deaths in the United States. So we've hit replacement.
Right. And if we didn't have all the immigration we've had, we wouldn't have people to do the work.
Exactly.
We really wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to work in Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Not your kid who's going to college.
No, certainly
He's not.
He's
not going to want to work in Taco Bell.
So anyway, this story, they report this as good news, and I look at this as a fairly anemic effort on the right. part of American families.
I wonder what it was a few years ago, what the rate, because we're up to 2.2, right?
Yeah.
But Cheryl and I have noticed an increase in family size.
Well, yours, anyway, like, that's for sure.
In our own house. Hey, goodbye, Denver, and for the rest of you, we'll be right back.
All lines are busy at this time. For updated information on Bob's national tour and ShadowGov demonstrations, press 1. For Bob's mailing address, press 2. And if you're an atheist, an anarchist, an evolutionist, a humanist, a communist, a socialist, a garden variety, sodomite, a Democrat, or a transgendered freak of nature, press 3. If you're ordering by credit card, please leave your name and phone number, and your call will be returned.
Yeah, you must be them NYOC people! Well, I'm not like any of those things that I just heard in that list of things he just said. I'm not an evolutionist or nothing like that. But I would just want to know if you're the guy I've seen on Politically Incorrect. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to tell you that I think...
tonight and a transgendered freak of nature, and I'd really love a call back from Bob Inyart. So if you could give me a buzz, my name's Cody Lightholt. My phone number is 7. I'd really appreciate being straightened out because I'm sick of being a dirty fag. So thanks a bunch, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Hey, Mr. Inyart, I have actually viewed your website, and then I saw you on Flukely Incorrect 3 times, and, well, I don't know what to say about you. All I can say is that I had an uncle that died of AIDS. I'm sure you refer to it as the gay plague. All I can say is that the majority of gays in this country are better people than you, better than you or any other thing that you could ever be. I hate you, and I wish you had cancer.
I have never in my life heard such a hypocrite as this Bob Inyart. How in the world do you dare put him on the air? How can he judge anybody? He is terrible. You ought to be ashamed to even have him walking around.
Hey, Bob, I'm drunk. And guess what? God ain't gonna help me on this one. Take a guess of what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some vodka and some strawberry crush, buddy. Let me tell you what. I bet you're against too, right? Yeah, let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, and juice, too. Guess what, Bob Inyart? I'll tell you something. Bob Inyart, guess what? I'm really seriously drunk, but anyhow. Check it out, though. So, I'm a garden variety sodomite. Bob Inyart. Check my bum.
All right, Doug, it's catch-up time. You make a point, and I'll make a point.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, this story about Americans having more babies. Yeah. I was at work, and two of the heathens who worked there, low-life, unwashed, filthy heathens who worked there, they were having a discussion, and they were entertaining each other with their intellectual prowess, arguments about how there are too many people in the world.
Oh, really?
And I was in my office, and I could care less. I didn't want to participate. Funny. But my wife came in with our baby. And I immediately grabbed her and I took her right up front to the two filthy heathens and I held her up and I said, how can you look at her and tell me there's too many people in the world? Look at her. Aww. And you know what? Before I said anything, they were like, oh, she's so cute. She's so cute. She's so cute. Right. And I said, well, she's so cute. How can you look at her and tell me there's too many people in the world?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Liberals don't, they can't connect their words and their ideas with the reality.
Right.
That they support killing people and men going together in disgusting ways. They're just mentally deficient.
And that was
actually,
my way.
Sin, mostly. But yeah, that was a good
It was
argument.
My way of telling them, I know that when you say you think my baby's cute, you're a lying, filthy, heathen hypocrite because you hate kids. Yeah. That's your real heart.
They think she should be aborted.
Sure.
You know, when...
They think she's a problem.
Homeschool moms, Christian moms will be in a store and they'll have their 8 kids with them.
Amen, brother.
And the kids are wonderfully behaved, happy, pleasant, like the kids in our church that you love to be around.
Yeah.
At Denver Bible Church. Well, and some woman at the checkup counter next to her will say, I'm glad it's you and not me.
No, yeah.
And the Christian moms around us, they say, so are the kids.
Good one.
The kids are glad it's me and not you, too.
Good one.
Lady. Here's a headline in today's February 16th. No, 15th. February 15th.
Yeah.
Friday, 2002. Pedophile scandal haunts Cardinal Law, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Boston.
Whoops.
So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's been in the news constantly.
Uh-huh.
That Catholic brought it on the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Because he came on the show and for 2 weeks straight.
It's just been.
And plus, now I know about a pedophile priest in Indiana.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to go after him.
Oh,
he's
man.
Not been in the news. So this should be interesting.
Wasn't St. Valentine's Day, is that a Catholic? Was that, does that have its roots in Catholicism?
Well, he's a saint. I don't know.
I have the number one story. If you want to get an idea of what it's like in America on Valentine's Day, circa 2002,
yeah.
Here's the story that you'd want to read if you were looking back in history years from now. from how do you pronounce this? Charleroi, Pennsylvania. From the state of Pennsylvania, let's say. All right. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after shooting his mother to death on the family's farm in southwest Pennsylvania. John Frank Gebauer said that, police say that John Frank Gebauer confessed to fatally shooting his mother to death on Valentine's Day.
Oh, great.
Gebauer, friends of the family say that the lad had had problems at school and had run away from home in the past. And on Valentine's Day, he shot his mother to death.
I think it was just, was it in last night's show? I talked about the three teenagers murdered one of their classmates and killed his two grandparents. Mm. That's just in the news.
And I'm sorry for everyone out there, but all the flowers and candies and all the love of all the families that was going on Thanksgiving Day can't make up for this. What happened? This is the headline on God's newspaper on Valentine's Day is that this stuff is going on in supposedly the freest and most peaceful country on the planet.
And that's our culture. In Denver metro area, 44 days, first 44 days of the year, 22 murders.
Wow.
22 murders in 44 days.
And this is freedom. Anyway, that's pretty sad, pretty sad. So, Bob, you're answering the instant messages.
There. Well, this is sort of a mean thing I'm writing here right now.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's okay.
Here, I'll tell you what it is.
What do you got?
Somebody wrote, hello, are you on air? So while you're talking, I responded, yes.
Yeah, we're on
air. He says, this is so-and-so, I sent you an email. And I'm replying, so did 2,500 others. Well, people will call in, and we haven't given out the phone number.
People call in,
and they say, hi, this is Carl. Remember me?
Sure.
And I think they're just dying for, they just want to be discouraged. Why would you call up at a talk show and say, hi, this is Bob. Remember me? No.
Not really. Well, listen, Bob, I wanted to get your opinion on this because I know that you are a big fan of the Ten Commandments. Big fan, in fact. You consider them literature, even.
Sure.
Influential literature, influential to the development of Western civilization.
Mm-hmm.
The Ten Commandments. And since we just discussed a 15-year-old troubled youth in the public schools, Dateline Richmond, Virginia, from the Associated Press, that's from Valentine's Day, too, a bill that would allow public schools to post the Ten Commandments on classroom walls died Thursday before a Senate committee there in Virginia. The measure would have required the State Board of Education to write guidelines for displaying the Ten Commandments along with other things like the First Amendment, the Declaration of Independence, and the Virginia Constitution.
Mm.
So is this depressing to you? Does this show that we're not winning? Does this show that we're losing the battle for the hearts and minds of America?
Well, what it shows is that we have a godless education system. And we have an anti-Christian culture. Our government is anti-Christian. And, you know, most of the judges at the Supreme Court, a huge number of judges were appointed by Republican presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this is our culture.
This is where we are.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the Ten Commandments belong in the public schools.
Very good point, like, Doug.
You know, should we hang them in houses of prostitution as well?
Every brothel should have the Ten Commandments hanging.
Right, and on the floor
what
of every bar.
What a great point.
Right on in the floor, you know, of the bar. The bar, that part right along the front of the bar where all the filth accumulates.
Right.
I think we should put them there, too.
Right. What a great point. And we've said this for years on the show. We should not allow prayer in public schools. We shouldn't allow kids in public schools. It's not what we're going to put in public schools. It's what we're going to take out of them. And the kids need to come out of the public schools.
Well, listen, Democratic senator there in Richmond, Virginia, he says he was concerned about which version of the commandments would be put up. He says these commandments are sacred to Jews, Catholics, and Protestants. He says he's concerned about which version would be posted and whether secularizing the Ten Commandments for public school was sacrilege.
Hmm.
That was his concern.
Mm-hmm.
It begs the question, isn't public school sacrilege?
Yeah,
a public school where you can't mention the creator of the universe and acknowledge him in any way?
Exactly.
That's sacrilege. And now to hang any part of his book in that place.
Now, the teachers could stay in the schools.
Sure, let's leave them there.
As long as we stop funding them out of the government trough.
Yeah.
Let the teachers stay in the administrators.
We can put them in the building and see if they can figure out a way to make a living. we'll give them the infrastructure.
For free. Oh, they would all be, they'd starve to death. Actually, if right-wing Bible-believing Christians came into power in America, we'd close down all the public schools.
Yeah.
And then we'd sell all the property.
Yeah.
Sell it to private schools or whoever wants it for whatever. Well, turn them into condos.
Unless, you know, unless the teachers union did stay around, we might have to keep them in there. As long as the barbed wire tilts in, we could leave the schools open and we could leave
the schools really do look
there.
Like prisons too, a lot of them.
I know.
Well, and the yellow school buses are jails on wheels.
The one that I live right next to a huge public high school, Stanley Lake. It'll probably be in the news sometime soon, but it's a huge, I call it a public school factory. Mm. When I first drove up, I thought, is this a factory? It looks like a factory.
It is a factory.
It was weird.
Doug, they wanted, when we bought this house here before it was built,
yeah,
we picked this piece of land here, a big field just to the south of us. The rumor was they were going to put a public school in.
Oh.
And so I went around to all our neighbors and said to them, we really got to stop that school because our property values will go down.
Yeah.
And they said, I never thought of it that way before. It used to be, if you're near a school, right, it was an asset.
Right.
And I didn't have to do much convincing.
It's not true anymore.
I just had to give them the idea. And so I said, you know, we could say that we've seen an endangered beetle in that field.
Right.
And that would
ditch.
Stop everything.
Right.
And so we were passing that rumor around, and they've never built the school there.
Oh, well, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Because in my neighborhood, it's definitely ruining property values. Hmm. It's just depressing. Oh, and, but you know, it used to be that parents were proud of the fact that they sent their kids to school, and even prouder of the fact that they sent their children onto university. Hmm. That's the way it used to be. And I suppose it still is for the ignorant among us. They're still proud of that. But listen to this. At the university level, a University of Maryland student found unconscious following a fraternity party has died. University officials said alcohol may have played a role. This case is similar to a September death at the same campus.
May have played a role.
It may have played
may
a role.
May have been, played a role.
It may have been the other massive amounts of drugs that the kid was on, oh, but it I may see. Have been the alcohol, too.
Right. May have played a role.
Yeah. The same college, another kid died in September. He'd taken some drugs and drinking alcohol, partying down there at university. This is the future of the country. These kids in university.
Here in Colorado, there was just a sorority hazing story. A couple girls were injured, and they said, well, we're not kicking the offenders off campus. We're just going to make them do community service.
Right, right.
Right. Hazing. There shouldn't even be a term for these crimes. If we had the right criminal justice system, they wouldn't happen, and they certainly wouldn't become trendy.
Yeah. I mean, hazing is something that maybe Army Rangers can do to each other to initiate, you know, but right there for just young kids, innocents, you know, malleable little heads, you know, and they go through these hazing rituals to become a part of the in crowd.
University life is mostly about drinking and sex.
Yes.
That's mostly what it is, and you might learn something depending on your major.
I say bring back the draft.
We'll be back. 800-8-N-YERT.
Can a Christian lie without sinning? If the Nazis were at your door, is it a sin to lie to them so they don't find the family of Jews living in your attic? Was it wrong for the Hebrew midwives to lie to save the Israelite babies in Exodus chapter 1? And if that was immoral, then why did God reward them? Are Christians today nicer than God? Would the average Christian condemn Jesus if he came back today and called people names like swine, Matthew 7, or a dog, Matthew 15, or a snake or a brood of vipers, Matthew 23? Today, that would be considered unchristlike by most Christians, but he said it. And in an effort to make you more Christlike, we've put together a 6-tape audio album called Nicer Than God. It's available for $29.95. Get the information you won't receive in the average Nicer Than God church. The world we live in is an immoral, disgusting mess. The problems parents face in raising children today are enormous and growing. So to help you in your responsibility to raise godly young men and women, we at Bob Benyard Live are offering the Train Up a Child package. The first item is a 100-page book written by Michael and Debbie Pearl called To Train Up a Child. With over 300,000 copies in print, this is an invaluable resource for parents based on biblical truth, not psychobabble. And always easy to understand and clear-thinking, Pastor Bob Benyard rounds out this teaching tool. Included in the package are two sermons on child rearing delivered by Pastor Enyart to his congregation in Denver, Colorado. Order the Train Up a Child package for $14.95 and get your child on the right path.
We're back. Bob and Enyart live. 1-800-8-ENYART. 1-800-836-9278.
That's the number not to call because we don't have time to take calls. Look at this, Bob. Look at all the stuff that
all
we've
right.
got
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we'll never
just,
get through
just don't,
it. But we're doing pretty well.
Just clear the lines. Listen to this, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hoping that you can take this story and give me some kind of lesson from it because it just doesn't make any sense to me. From Galveston, from the Reuters Wire. A Texas jury this Wednesday passed found a guy guilty of aggravated assault for shooting his girlfriend because he thought she was about to utter the phrase, New Jersey. Yeah.
Good one. Good
he said
one.
This in open court, Bob.
Good one.
Listen to this. The guy's attorney, now the guy was convicted, okay? Yeah. But the guy's attorney unsuccessfully sought the exoneration of his client on the grounds that
New Jersey is a really rotten place.
No, that might have actually
that
held
might have
up.
Won.
No, I'm just kidding. Bob's from New Jersey.
Yeah,
so
and,
that's a
and we
friendly
got a lot of
ribbing.
Listeners in New Jersey.
Sure. And but, New Jersey's a great state, oh, I'm yeah. sure. But this guy, in open court, the guy's attorney tried to argue that there were certain words and phrases that set off an uncontrollable rage in the man's client, who has a history of mental illness.
Come on. He must have watched that old Abbott and Costello movie. Every time somebody said Niagara Falls, slowly I turn. And then he'd kill somebody.
Now, it wasn't just New Jersey, Bob.
It wasn't just New Jersey.
No, there were several words listed by the... I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll take this caller who dare
we'll
interrupt my story.
All right, let's
how,
go.
How dare he interrupt
Amy,
my
you're
story.
On with Doug McBurney and Bob Enyart.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. I've been listening to you guys, and I'm sorry to say, but I believe that you might possibly be men of corrupt mind.
Why would you say that? You come to a judgment so quickly.
It's not very nice.
Well, I listen to you judge so many people.
Well, why would you judge us, Amy? If judging is wrong, why would you judge?
Maybe she's judging Amy.
You see, I feel a lot of anger at the statements you say, and that does not provoke or promote goodness and good feeling and peace of heart.
Amy, is it good to be angry at child molesters?
No, that's actually not what I'm referring to. That's
no, but is it
definitely
good?
Bad.
Is it good to be angry at child molesters?
I don't think it's good to be angry. I think
well, then why are you angry? Then why are you angry at us, Amy?
Well, because if I wasn't a Christian and confused about what my beliefs were,
Amy, you're going platinum, Amy. We're going to take this clip.
If I listened to you, I would definitely be turned off by Christians.
Amy, we're going to put this clip on our platinum best clips, and here's why. We have often said on this show that Christians will get angry at us and judge us for condemning child molesters, but won't get angry at the child molesters, and they won't judge or condemn the child molester.
Let's back up, sir. I'm actually referring to all the comments about all male figure skaters are gay.
No, we didn't say they all are. We said the vast majority.
Oh, that's right. You excluded a few.
Very few. Very, very few,
Amy.
Maybe one or two.
Let me ask you a question.
What about all these snowboarders are drunks and drug addicts?
And Doug repented of that.
I repented of that.
We had three snowboarders in our studio audience.
Only 70% of snowboarders are stoned losers.
And I stood up. I stood up for the snow.
Well, these are pretty malicious judgments I hear from your lips.
Well, listen, all I've got to say, Amy.
I want to ask her a question.
Okay, go ahead,
Amy,
Bob.
Are most figure skaters homosexual, male figure skaters? Are most
I can't actually make an accurate statement.
Well, for those,
of course you
can. Well, for those who've said publicly what their sexual orientation is, those who've declared, are most of the declared figure skaters homosexual or heterosexual?
I don't think the figure skaters walking around declaring their sexuality.
Well,
I think these are your judgments.
You've got to read Out Magazine.
Well, let's move
that
beyond
every
the figure skaters.
Man with a lisp is gay, either.
Okay.
Some men just have a lisp.
That's right, Amy. Some few men have a lisp, but a huge percentage of homosexual men speak with a lisp. Is that true?
Now, how would you feel if you were a homosexual and you just came to Christ and then you turned on your show?
Okay, I'll tell you about the homosexuals that we've led to the Lord.
Okay.
There's
all right,
been
Amy?
Several.
And there have been quite a few. And does that surprise you that a number of homosexuals have gotten saved listening to this show?
It doesn't surprise me that Good. A number of homosexuals have been saved.
Listening to this show.
Had you been speaking this show, I think a lot of them would have walked
How about
the other
on
way.
This show, Amy?
On
this
air.
Show.
On the air, Amy.
All and I can tell you is what I've heard tonight.
You can tell us other things, too. Amy, on this show, homosexuals have called into the show, and uh-huh. they start off talking like a man. And then as okay. they get emotional, they uh-huh. they go into the phony homo lisp. And so okay. what I challenge them on the show, and I say, speak like a man, because you're making our audience sick. So talk like a man or I'll hang up on you. And then they talk like a man. And they've been challenged not to be effeminate, not to be a girly man. Be a man the way God made you. And a number of these homosexuals have gotten saved because somebody's talked tough with them. And they've been treated like sissies by Christians all their adult lives. Christians meet homos, and they treat them like sissies, just like they want to be treated.
Well, do you believe this? If anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he is conceited and understands nothing.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Well, okay. Did you write that?
I go with that.
No, actually, Timothy.
Amy, we go. Oh. Actually, Paul wrote that, but we go with that.
Actually, yes, that's in Timothy. Paul wrote that.
Yeah, but that's, Amy, we agree with that.
Really ringing out lately.
Hey, Amy.
I actually need to go, gentlemen. I just want to tell you that right. I felt as the things I heard from your show tonight, the first time tuning into it, it's a little bit scary for people that are not solid in their beliefs.
Amy, I'd like you to consider, Amy, please consider this, okay? You called into the show. And you were angry at us and judging us because you said we were angry and judging others. So yes. if you were right, you're a hypocrite. If
well,
you were
maybe
right.
So, and I,
well,
I
then,
can...
Amy, you should repent of being a hypocrite. Because
sure.
when Jesus
and I'll
said...
be in prayer this evening, and I'll have my prayers with God this
That's
evening
good.
And confront that idea.
All right, Amy, Jesus said this, judge with righteous judgment.
Amen.
Do you remember...
Sure.
Do you remember Jesus said that?
Well, listen to what you preach, to your own words.
Well, we are. We've been doing this for 10 years,
to your
Amy.
Show. I think you should listen to your show later.
Hey, Amy, is it the snowboard thing or the homosexual thing that really set
no,
you
I
off?
I think it was the whole beginning of the show.
The whole beginning of the show really set you off.
Where we were talking about
well,
the French.
It just, I couldn't believe the way you guys were speaking. I just couldn't even believe it.
Amy, let me tell you, just if you listen for a moment. So many men have gotten saved through this show. So many men. You know, a lot of men.
That's beautiful.
A lot of men go to church, and they listen to the pastor and the choir director, and they feel like it's a bunch of sissies.
Yeah.
And it's like the Bible, Jesus Christ and the prophets and the apostles, they've been emasculated. And the church has been feminized, and you can no longer condemn sin for the filth that it is. You can't condemn homosexuals for being homosexuals. Elijah the prophet was brought to heaven by God before he died.
Yes.
And do you know that he executed 450 false prophets, and right before he killed them, he mocked them. That's what it says in Kings. He was uh-huh. mocking and ridiculing them because of their wickedness. But Amy,
but
if
does
you
that
were,
make it right for you to mock and ridicule
when it's
people?
Appropriate, when it's appropriate, Amy,
well,
if you
we
heard Elijah,
remember,
Amy,
in
listen.
Our judgments, the judgments will come back to us in tenfold, and this kind of thing. I mean,
if you're a hypocrite,
if you judge like a hypocrite, Jesus said, repent. And Amy, you did judge like a hypocrite. We condemned homosexuals and men for acting like girls. Because we're not homosexuals, and we don't act like girls.
Oh, and by the way, Amy, we also yeah. criticized the idea of a sport like figure skating that turns women into basically a peep show
yes.
on ice.
Or an object.
Okay?
I understand that.
Okay, so,
however,
so,
if you are a creative artist, and this is your form of expression,
putting on tights and spreading your legs on national television, that's your yeah. artistic expression?
They should dress right. modestly.
The times we're in now, a lot of things are distorted.
Right, it's
but
wrong.
For some people people.
Right. For
it
some.
Is a beautiful form of expression.
Yeah,
and
but
art.
They should dress modestly.
Well, and that's your opinion.
No, that's God's opinion, Amy.
Well, that's for God
Amy,
to judge.
No, Amy, God told us to judge with righteous judgment, and he said women should be modest.
But
and it's wrong to sexually exploit young girls to get the ratings, to have them wear skirts with slits up to their waist. That's wrong.
I agree. I think it may be the delivery. I think you
have now you're judging our style. That's really judgmental.
I just think you have good intentions.
Hey, okay.
You're
I appreciate
right about
that. Amy, if you were listening to Elijah mock the prophets of Baal, you would have called into his show. And you would have been angry, and you would have told him that he was judging, and you would have been so mad at him for mocking the wicked, and then God would have taken Elijah up to heaven alive, the one of only two men in the Bible that God brought right to heaven, and then Amy would have been left behind on Mount Carmel to repent for her hypocrisy in judging Elijah and condemning Elijah for judging and condemning the wicked.
Well, see, I'm okay with my relationship with God.
I'm not talking about that.
And I know what it is to repent. And I can, as all of us, we make mistakes and we're all sinners at times in our
life. Sure. Yeah.
Amen. You're absolutely right. Amy, I'm just suggesting you rush to judgment and you didn't realize the value of this ministry of not only the men, but the homosexuals and the atheists and the women going to have abortions that have become Christians on this show.
Mm-hmm. She hung up.
I think she just hung up.
And by the way, Amy was not her real name. Is that what you're telling us?
All right. The call screener said Amy was not her. Amy wasn't the real name of Amy's call.
Oh, is that right?
Amy's call, the video we have. Now, Amy's call, the gal that called in and called herself Amy, was not even a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And we sort of beat her up, and she became a Christian.
Yeah.
I wonder what city Amy was from.
Well,
that'd be neat to know.
That was a great call. You know what? I'm so encouraged to hear that at the very beginning of the show, someone was so upset that they felt they had to call. I consider that a successful evening.
Yeah, that's a great point. One instant message guy said we should have two tapes for sale called Amy's Call. We told this Amy right off the bat, you're going platinum, Amy.
Now, she admitted, though, Bob, that she was a confused Christian. She admitted it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And hopefully you've given her a few pointers to point her in the right direction. And I hope Amy will tune in again because, Amy, you've got to admit it. You were being entertained and you were being educated and you learned something when you called into this show.
Yeah. Hey, and hey, Doug, instant message here. What's Amy think the proper response to a child molester should be? An invite to church and a hug? That's a good point. Child molester should be executed.
Amen, brother.
And here we got an instant message. You guys put too much focus on negative things. This is boring. I want a lot of talk about the minutiae of the tax code.
Thank you. We'll be doing that next week.
All I want to do is bash the IRS. You guys just talk about sin.
Bob, let's talk policy.
I agree with her. Look at this. This guy. I agree with her. You sound like a Christian trash talk show. You know, people think that the Bible, I ask people, did Jesus mostly argue with people or did he mostly agree with them?
He was awfully offensive.
Did the prophets mostly praise people and talk about what's positive, or did they mostly condemn people?
I think they were all killed because they were so offensive.
That's why they got killed. That's why the apostles got killed. That's why Jesus got killed.
They upset. They ruffled a lot of feathers, and that's we can do that again. Christians, come out of the closet.
On this show, Christians get their turn.
Amen.
Hey, we're out of time, Doug. Thank you. This is Bob Bennett reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.